life becomes that beat, the rise and fall of his breathing. He is alive, and so all the ugliness, the violence, and the wretchedness of the world seems held at bay by that small body and its vastness of spirit. He is, as always, infinitely beautiful. He turned his head this morning and looked out the window where he could just see the hills, and his face seemed suddenly 30 years old. Dr. Deutsch found him well this morning. The jaundice is gone, and he has gained 2.5 pounds on the IV hyperalimentation. Scott brought Pertury in the morning. I drove him back to Ojai at lunchtime while Scott stayed with Kay, and then I drove him back to the hospital and he stayed with Kay for the night. Kay had 100.8 fever. Urine culture was done. Scott and I returned to Ojai and had supper at AV where Mary Cadogan had arrived. She is staying with Erna and Tail. Yesterday, Kay said, almost to himself, quote, "What have I done wrong?" Unquote. I've tried to take care of the body, which he just said that, "What have I done wrong? I've tried to take care of the body," unquote, which tore me apart as if it was his fault. How can life be so cruel to this man? Later he said that he'd had a long meditation in the night.